until winter came that winter, and it, John said, well, my dear, I think you ought to not have to go down there. It might come up a cold spell, and she had an aunt she could stay with, you know.
Oh.
So I told her, I said, I'll tell you, Miss Woolley, I'll take you to the bus station. Now, she didn't have the money. I said, I've got it. I'll pay you bus fare down and back. And I'd get her around, take her, get her, she'd get her a round trip ticket, and I'd go back at 8 o'clock every other night and meet her down bus station in town, you know.
Yes.
And
it's a real, I would think it'd be so inconvenient for her not knowing how to drive.
I don't know how people get along.
I don't either. My grandmother was that way. My mother had to take her where she mm-hmm. could, or daddy did.
Mm-hmm. My mother couldn't drive either, of course, but you see, my mother's been dead 30 years.
Huh.
And old women didn't used to drive,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And, but she had a buggy.
Yeah.
As long as she lived. She nearly, she kept that buggy.
Is that right?
She went where she pleased.
Huh.
Phaeton, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And nice horse, nice buggy.
Oh, I wish I had a horse. Wish I had an excuse to get a horse. one horse all my life. My parents never would get me one. And now that I'm married and grown, I understand why they didn't. They cost a fortune.
Sure. Right.
But one of these days.
Well, what are you doing in Waco?
Well, I'm just down here doing this.
Doing this?
Uh-huh. I've got to find two people.
Where's your husband? Is he here?
He's in Dallas. No, I talked to him every night on the phone, though, for about an hour. I talked to him last night for 30 minutes. But we haven't, you ought to see our phone bill.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, we live in Dallas. I live in a suburb just north of Dallas. You ever heard of Richardson? Richardson?
Yeah, I know. I have a niece there.
Oh, do you? Yeah, well, my husband is there. We have a house. He works for Texas Instruments.
For what?
Texas Instruments.
Uh-huh.
It's a big company.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, the world's changing so rapidly.
And if you don't,
I can't, it makes me mad for people to talk about young people.
Yeah.
I've always been to where I could identify with them.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have two boys and a girl. They know I go, I'm the first person in church on Sunday morning.
Uh-huh.
Because I can read my Sunday school lesson over and get more out of it if I get there by myself.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I study every day, as far as that's concerned. But these two boys, grown boys, sing in the choir, grown men, good-looking boys, and this one girl, they come by my door every morning in the world and come in and sit down and talk to me.
Oh, that's great. I love it.
And whenever they have a project, I'll say, stop by now when you have another one. And I'll give them $5 or $10, you know,
uh-huh.
for their project, or whatever it is.
Oh, that's great.
And when they wash cars every so often on the church lawn, I'll give them $10 and they just have a fit.
Yeah, I guess.
They wash them for a dollar, you know.
Yeah.
And,
they're always trying to raise money.
Well, I'll tell you, it isn't nobody's business, and the preacher'd die if he knew it, I imagine. But I tithe.
Oh.
But I don't put all my tithe in that church. I don't have to.
Yeah.
And that's the Lord's work too, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So if I give those kids something, it helps them out.
Yeah, that counts too.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's good. They went to, I'll tell you what I did. They went on the Brazos Queen.
Uh-huh. That boat.
Uh-huh. And I bought all three of them a ticket.
No kidding. That boat looks like it'd be a lot of fun. Have you ever been on it?
No, I was afraid to. My kids went and they got me a ticket.
Uh-huh.
And I had just gotten out of the hospital and I decided I'd been out. I was kind of dizzy.
Yeah, well.
I was afraid I'd get sick.
Yeah.